Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Drama. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was a shaky bring on. Anyway, I'm bringing it anyway. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, call-in number 347-826-7435. You afraid to give me a call? Feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I got you. Doesn't matter. I answer all questions. If you're listening and you're on the site, hey, jump into the chat room. Chat with me. I'll chat back with you. I can multitask. I'm universal like that. So, Facebook, Twitter, feel free to apply to join our Facebook Smooth Drama page. Just look up Smooth Drama wherever I'm at on social networking. You find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back because I'm friendly like that. And I'm sociable. At least I like to think so. Was expecting my co-host, Mr. J, to finally be back tonight. But as of yet, he says he'll be back this week as he has fully recovered from his vagina-eating accident. We, of course, always look out for Mr. J. And as he is apt to say, when he comes back sooner rather than later, please send in your photos, ladies. And gentlemen, you send your photos in to Mr. J only. I don't want to see them. Not that I'm against you sending photos in, gentlemen, but I am against you sending photos in. Anyway. Oh. Well, just in case you're surprised by something like this, Tesla has reported officially reported the first fatal crash involving a Tesla Model S that was using its autopilot feature. As you know, autopilot is basically the car driving while you just sit there. Apparently, the United States safety regulators are investigating it because they say that there was a tractor trailer that drove across the highway perpendicular to the Model S. And this is what Tesla wrote, and I quote, "Neither autopilot nor the driver noticed the white side of the tractor trailer against a brightly lit sky, so the brake was not applied." And the company said the crash took place under extremely rare circumstances, and that it was fatal because of where the Model S hit the trailer. It added that the autopilot is disabled by default and that a driver must explicitly acknowledge its experimental technology before using it. So, yeah, everybody wants that Tesla. You know, I know it was a long line. Y'all hear people talk about, oh, I got to get a Tesla. Well, Model S is going to disable the autopilot when you get into a wreck and make it look like you did it. If you don't die, you're going to get blamed for it anyway. Shout out to Tesla. That sounds really, really hot, don't it? No, not. Well, I thought it was hot. There's identical twins at the same time on the same day. Sarah Marriott, whatever. I'm gonna mess the names up. Leah Rogers. They both of them 35 years old. Obviously, they're twins, but they both had their children June 30th at 1:18 a.m. One in Colorado, the other one in La Jolla, California. Now, I mean, aside from the fact that they're twins and they got pregnant, you know, relatively the same time, and had their kids the same minute on the same day. Not only is that crazy, I'm like, hold on. So my thought is, so were they calling each other like, hey, about to have sex and get pregnant. You ready to put it down? You ready to get that pregnancy? I mean, how does that happen where you get pregnant? I mean, did they get pregnant at the same time? Are they like having sex at the same, hey, I'm ovulating, you ovulating, let's go? I just thought that was odd. It's not really newsworthy, but I just thought, shit, why not talk about it? Because it sounded really, really interesting at the time, but now not so much. But I do think they called each other, hey, let's get pregnant. That's just me. Now, as guy Ben Winters, who apparently this is a book that is being backed really big time. Underground Airlines, and it's about every black person's favorite topic, slavery. Only it's a slavery sci-fi book in the future, where basically it's about some slave. She escapes from a Georgia plantation, and she flees north via an underground railroad that is really a real subterranean network of tunnels and stations connected by a train. I'm like, really? And, I mean, supposedly the big deal is that it's a white writer that's writing. I guess that folks would have a problem with it because it's like a white dude writing about slavery and how to be back black in America. And they call it, it's a fearless thing to do. I'm like, I don't really care. I'm like, I automatically was like, I wouldn't read the book because it's about slavery in the future. I'm like, can we not? I'm like Snoop Dogg now. I'm like, yo, another in slavery. Another? And all these bookstores are backing him like, oh my God, yes, this is going to be a hit. And it's like, nah. I guess if a bunch of white people want to buy it, I'm not thinking it's going to be a bunch of black folks that want to read another book about slavery, only it's in the future, hypothetical slavery. Shit. We don't really read about real slavery. Now we talking about, because supposedly the landscape, the scenario is slavery didn't end. There was no civil war, none of that. And there are four states that slavery is it's still going on. Like, yeah, that's what I want to get into, slavery. I don't think there's not a time when me and the homies don't sit around and like, man, what if slavery was going on right now? Because I know me and my homies, we talk about it all the time. We's like, man, you know, as a comic book publisher, it's like, man, we should write a book about slavery and how, if it happened in the future, if it was happening and it never stopped, how great and how thrilling that shit would be. No. And no. It's like, come on. And Doubleday's going to publish it. And there's a whole bunch of independents who are like, man, it's blowing me away. This is awesome. And I guess Attica Locke, who's a writer for that television show Empire that I don't watch. I just don't. She said that she was taken aback at first when she picked it up and saw the author photo also. And I'm like, I'm not watching or reading anything that got anything to do with slavery. Yes, I know my history, but if we're not going to talk about no Maroon societies, no Haitian Revolution, no Moors, or any of the other rich history that we had that didn't involve change of any shape, form, mental, or physical, I ain't down. I'm tapping out. I'm like, I might even start smoking weed like Snoop Lion. Probably not. But I'm just saying, metaphorically speaking, I'm hitting the blunt. And that's it. I'm coughing, I'm out. That's it. I've been smoked off on it. And anybody else who want to come up with that type garbage, I'm going to go away. And speaking of garbage, some guy, Bryan Cranston, y'all might know him. I don't know him. Supposedly, he's an actor, and he's done stuff that I've never seen. Maybe some of y'all seen it. I don't care. I guess some movie, The Infiltrator. Anyway, he's supposed to be playing Zordon in the Power Rangers reboot. And he was joking, talking about how he's the Power Rangers is going to be like Batman the Dark Knight. That's the reason why he signed on to do it. And I'm like, you know, cheesy as the Power Rangers were, I mean, it was something for the kids that the kids could watch, get into. It was all good. And I'm like, you know, the Gothams and gritty storylines, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, they have their place. But the Power Rangers has their place too. And not everything got to be all dark and serious and blood and guts, and we got to cut somebody and seriously hurt and cripple and bloody. I mean, there's something to be said for kids being able to watch something where everybody doesn't die, get their limbs broken, necks broken, and severely injured. I mean, what's wrong with lighthearted stuff? We've got to the point where I'm like, man, you don't even want to watch anything anymore because everything has to be gritty. It's like they've been trying it. Obviously, you know, we've complained here about the DC Comics movies and Superman and Batman being killers, which is opposite of what their characters were. But now we got, like, the Power Rangers, which basically the Power Rangers were some cheesy guys in different color costumes, and they would fight. I had more Power Rangers. The kids loved it. The adults were like, when will this show end? But it was cool because the kids watched it, loved it, and it was all good, and it was cheesy, and it was for the kids. Now, kids can't even watch the Power Rangers. It's going to be dark. And all of the villains are going to be going on that different level of evil now. That's where we at. That's what it's all about. How can we make everything darker and gritty? It's like that Deadpool movie probably is the worst thing that could ever happen. They did such great business. Now everything got to be gritty. Everything got to be dirty, stinky, funky, and about adults. But you know, kids like watching TV. It ain't nothing wrong with TV where nobody dies and nobody gets their legs broke, arms broken, decapitated, debilitated. It's all right. Laugh and joke, be cheesy, let that be. Apparently, it's not all right for TV. Somebody got to die, or it's not quality shows. And on that break, I can't even talk. On that note, I need to take a break. I'm gonna go old school with it because I'm feeling kind of mellow. This is EPMD. Let the funk flow.
Throw a brother like a beat, take a chill and lay low. Put this on your girl, mama Funko. I got my brother keeping pumping, just like Daddy. You can say feel with Mario and Jordan. Pick a button that you can all the way to the end. He drives around no matter what we win. I come for your trip, get the mic on my head. On my head. You didn't know it's time to flip. Turning this pile for some accents. Just want to know my direction to the spring, grab my nuts. And start tapping up the empty snow without shock, pipe lightning. The mess with the heat that will eat. That sounds fire, sounds fire, sounds fire. So let the phone, let the phone, let the Black tour, and off in a row. We can take a fast, but now we take a flow. Overfit by my yard, but I'm not leaving. I don't want to go, but the girl is too stealing. So I would stay here if I'm fine with shoes, but I won't leave when the fire's through. So while I'm here, let's make it funky, beating it for the rhyme. Like a horse, don't put the pep in the step, flying the glide. Between and meet under it nationwide. Wobble bass and steady pumping in the beat like thumpy. The pool is ready to start a chumping. You're out of control and I'm right on track. The second day I work with honor to that. To mess with the two is to mess with hot water. Like a hang, torture then slaughter. Or sucking a seed, you can see that it's true. Speed said that it's fly. But this shit is missing. All those who don't listen will have wanted to dance. I just see what's missing. It's an 88, but wait, I think it's too late because it's 87. Get bit on the old page. So let the flow, let the flow, let the flow. Last one, what you in the danger zone. When my brother P&P's on the microphone. There's no momentum on my mind, but the body combined to go off beat and come back on time. To maintain the flame, but never sound the same. But when it comes to doing the very few, man. People on my job, on my job, I'm gonna have to sit in the phone, feel just like content. Step out just in the press, you know what's in the best. Feeling hard, hard, on my chest. I'm grinding on the mic while my beat rock steady. So a funky fresh morning, if you're fetching my sweaty. I've been too heavy metal, hot for rock the world. This is Pat, baby, mellow, slow. That's not true, it's about hip hop. A lot of pain and screaming has to stop. Yes, it is late from 1988. But it can stop fine from 1989. I hear the girls out there saying he is hot. He is hot. That only shows you that you saw a guy. And if you don't like me, and yellow boots is not a wrong with me. It's not wrong with you. So let you call me a funky man. So let the I'm going to go to the hospital.
Together you got the smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Dramas. That was EPMD, Let the Funk Flow. Everybody, I hope that you was out there pulling your finger, letting the funk flow. I know I was. Was that TMI? No, I wasn't. I really wasn't doing that. I was, you know, I was getting my groove on. But anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, Chipotle. Everybody loves Chipotle, right? Just, finger licking good. Used to be KFC. Everybody talk about Chipotle. I mean, we all know about the foodborne illness scandal that's been happening with Chipotle, them recalling their food, whatnot. But come to find out that one of the guys that was in charge of Chipotle was out there, you know, getting his Scarface on. He was cocaine, in criminal possession of a controlled substance. Him and they said the claim is that the organization had sold more than $75,000 worth of cocaine over the course of a year. And now, Chipotle was like, at the moment, we know very little about these charges. And due to the nature of the situation, the guy in charge has been put on administrative leave. Now, the funny thing is, it's like, you know, I've had Chipotle, and you hear folks talking about, oh, man, I got to get some of that Chipotle, right? That shit is nice. But I'm like, I've always been like, when it comes to Chipotle. But now I know why some of y'all liked it. Maybe what Mr. I'm going to say his name, Crumb Packer, which is his name is Crumb Packer. That's why he's selling Coke, because his name is Crumb Packer. It's just a whack-ass name. maybe it puts some Coke in it. That's the only thing that would make me, the way people talk about Chipotle, like, oh my God, I got to have it. I'm like, yeah, it's food. It was okay. It wasn't nothing like I ate Chipotle. It was like, oh man, licking my fingers and whatnot. I got to have it. Maybe I didn't get back the Coke in it. I got the non-Coke Chipotle. Maybe that's why I'm hating here. So, anyway, speaking of food that's no good for you, Monsanto, you know, the people who make that genetically modified stuff, they lost a poisoning lawsuit and was fined $46 million. A jury in St. Louis voted 10-2 and found Monsanto, Pfizer, Solutia, and Pharmacia must pay the plaintiffs and assess an additional $29 million in punitive damages for its continued selling of PCBs, which stands for polychlorinated biphenyls. And they've been doing it for half a century. That's 50 years for those of you who are math challenged. Not that I'm saying that you're not, but, you know, maybe you didn't know. 50 years, even though they knew the chemicals was carcinogenic, caused major birth defects, and was accumulating in the environment. So, yeah. Now, three plaintiffs were awarded $17.5 million in damages. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're talking about they knew it was no good. And they knew they were poisoning folks. And they've been using it since 1935 when they started. They were banned by the EPA in 1979 after being linked to cancer and birth defects in lab animals. So if you wanted to know where it's at, Monsanto's polychlorinated biphenyls is in your orange juice you drink, the pizza you eat, the air that we're breathing. Now, Monsanto said, hey, it's only parts per billion or parts per trillion, but it adds up. So they said, of course, they're planning to appeal the ruling, which we know they award these money, but they appeal until the folks actually die from the stuff that they gave them that made them lose the lawsuit in the first place. So you're not really going to get any money, but you're gonna die from how they killed you in the first place. Shout out to Monsanto. Yeah, they got fined $46 million. Them and Pfizer. I want to make sure that we say Pfizer and Solution and all those other people that are down with them and all the people who worked there and knew that they were giving out poison to everybody. I hope you all choke on donkey dicks if you're ever so inclined to suck on one. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. But we know how people who are in charge of these companies, they like messing with animals anyway. So choking on the donkey dick is not really out of the question. I can see it happening. Or maybe it'd be sucking on a lamb dick or something. You choke. Anyway, I'm just going too far. But just so you know, that's not it. I mean, while we're talking about Monsanto being sued, there are like 42 brands to be recalled, and we're talking about frozen fruit and vegetable products. Over 358 products have been recalled after several people were hospitalized with listeria. Listeria is a infection that is usually caused by the eating of food contaminated with the bacterium Listeria monocytogenes. It can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in older adults, pregnant women, newborns, and people with a weakened immune system. Symptoms include fever, migraine, nausea, stomach pain, and, of course, everybody's favorite non-fatal disease, diarrhea. There's a whole list of just a long-ass list. I can't even pretend to try to read it all, but there's a recall. If you just Google Listeria outbreak, you'll see that there's the site with the list, and you just hit that link and you see that long, very, very long list of frozen foods and fruits and vegetables that are sold all across the United States and Canada. In the grocery stores that include Safeway, Trader Joe's, and Costco. So they did not discriminate in trying to give you diarrhea, migraines, nausea, stomach pain, and anything else. So, and this is something that's been happening since September of 2003, two of which there were two casualties, but the CDC said that ehriosis was not considered to be a cause of death. It just helped a whole lot. Just going back to show you how the government doesn't care about you. I just like to point that out from time to time because, you know, this isn't something that's on the news, but it's kind of big. 358 products being recalled. But hey, it's only killing humans, right? When it starts killing the dogs, then maybe there'll be a problem. Speaking of which, killing people, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $55 million in talcum powder cancer case. Apparently, there was a woman, Gloria Richardson, who was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in 2011 after using Johnson's baby powder for 40 years. And she's just one of over 1,200 women who have filed lawsuits accusing Johnson & Johnson of failing to warn about cancer risks. And this is after an Alabama woman, the family of an Alabama woman who died from ovarian cancer, allegedly caused by the company's baby powder and other products which contain talc. Now, and there are internal documents from Johnson & Johnson that show it knew of studies connecting talc use and ovarian cancer, but to this day it's still marketed as safe. And, you know, I said that I've got some baby powder. It's not from Johnson & Johnson. It's from Top Care, and I would use the baby powder in my shoes to keep my feet cool. And so for me, I'm like, damn, I had to throw that stuff away. I was like, no more baby powder for me. And I don't know about y'all, but I've had situations where, I remember how you have folks who will talk about, hey, I can wet from calling. I put the baby powder on your innards. And it's like, you're like, wow. No more. No more. So, yeah, if you got baby powder, throw that shit away, because it is not good for you. It is not good for you at all. And it may cause you ovarian cancer. And, fellas, if you're one of those people who, like, you have hot nuts, and you put that baby powder in there, it's probably not a good idea. Just, you know, if you do, let it go. I'm just saying, it's probably not a good idea to be using it. I mean, we're talking about they knew. They were ordered $55 million. They were ordered to pay over $55 million. And that's and that's going along with another $72 million that they were ordered to pay. Now, as I stated earlier, they may not necessarily pay that money out, because there's a huge difference between paying the money, I mean, being told that you owe that money, and actually paying that money out. Huge difference. But they knew it was wrong. A judge and a jury says it was wrong, but as we know, knowing it's wrong and them actually having to pay for it are two totally different things. It goes, I think, because I've always felt as a, if you haven't listened to me before, you know I'm a conspiracy theorist, that cancer, along with all these other diseases, are man-made diseases. And so researchers from the University of Manchester in the United Kingdom have come to a conclusion that cancer is a purely modern man-made disease. Now, you know, of course, they have their statistics where they talk about cancer claims over 150 lives each year in the UK alone. Now, what they did is they went historical. They study mummies, fossils, and classical literature. And so what they did is they claimed that the disease is fueled by the excesses of modern day life. Like, tumors were extremely rare up until recent times, when pollution, laziness, poor diet, and excess technology came into place. Where they talk about they use slivers of tissue from hundreds of mummies, and they rehydrated them and examined them under a microscope. So, for example, while studying the ancient Egyptians, the researchers found absolutely no sign of cancer. Now, some researchers claim that the reason for lack of cancer was because of the short lifespan of the Egyptians. You'll have researchers from this study dismissed that by saying that age-related diseases such as brittle bones and hardening of the arteries occurred during this period, so why not cancer? Now, as we know, cancer, and according to studies, cancer is the second only to cardiovascular disease as cause of death. But in ancient times, it was extremely rare. And because they said there was nothing in the natural environment that could cause cancer. So thus they conclude that it has to be a man-made disease down to pollution and changes to our diet and lifestyle. Now, we just talked about talcum powder, you know, that baby powder that we put on our kids' butts. So as children, we're conditioning them to get cancer. The food we talked about, where we're giving out Listeria, Monsanto is giving out, is introducing carcinogenic materials into your food, which is genetically modified. And they know, as stated, they know what they're putting into the food. So you can draw your conclusions, but to me, it seems fairly obvious what's happening. If you just be scientific, we have food that is not natural. It's not in its natural state. It has been modified, as they say, genetically modified food, and they say it's fine. They genetically modify it so it will last longer. But at the same time, they add carcinogens into your food. They introduce, because I'm guessing baby powder is not the only thing that is introduced to us, whether it's just put on our bodies to kill us. Slowly, all in the name of freshness. I mean, we're talking about all of these things that are introduced to us, cancer stimuli. Now, the argument, of course, they say, well, those people died early. That's the reason why they didn't have it. But at the same time, what we're saying here is, hey, they didn't have it because they weren't introduced to this garbage that we're introduced to. So what do we do? What can we do? I can't say I'm shocked, but at the same time, I'm like, man, food, environment, cancer. How is it getting there? Is it happening naturally? Are people just getting cancer because they're doing bad things? Yes. You know, people smoke. People eat a certain way that, as we know, cardiovascular disease is number one. But cancer is nipping at his nose like Jack Frost, and it's not a good thing. I'm going on break because I'm depressing myself tonight for some reason. I'm way too informative. I'm just feeling depressed. This is rapper Big Pooh, Promised Land. Call in number 347-826-7435. Justice or just us? I mean, we know that it's just us, but it's always funny to talk about it. Like, for example, Hillary Clinton, FBI Director James Comey, whatever. He said no charges are appropriate in the email case. He said that there's evidence that they were extremely, I gotta say it in the right tone first. There is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. But I recommend it to the Department of Justice that no charges are appropriate in this case. Whew. You know how hard it is to talk like that? If you don't naturally talk like that, it's really, really hard. Anyway, so, yeah. another case where somebody's really guilty of something. And I know, yeah, she's run president and people love her. She'd probably be the new president again, like she was president when her husband was in his dick suck. She was running things, allegedly. I'm not gonna play the race card. I'm just gonna say that it seems like certain individuals don't get charged. They get charged, but they don't get charged. So it's one of those weird dynamics where you can get charged something and be guilty as hell of something, but not get charged anything. I mean, I've been trying to get how I can get on that list, you know, where you like, you know what, I can just do some illegal stuff, I can steal a whole lot of money, I can get bailed out, I can do this, I can do that, and then just be cool and not be charged with something, and then I just get let off. Like, you know what, you just way too important to be charged. So I want to grow up and be like, no, I don't, because then I wouldn't have a penis. I like mine. speaking of that, perfect example. German citizen Khalid al-Masri. He arrived at the CIA secret prison in Afghanistan. The officials, pretty sure he wasn't a terrorist. They also knew that he didn't know any terrorists or about anything in the world of international terror. They knew they had grabbed the wrong guy, but they continued to imprison and interrogate him regardless. Now, I bring this up because, and you think about this, and dude locked up 2004. And this report, which is 90 pages long, it was written in July of 2007. So they knew. And so what they did, even though early on they knew that he was the wrong man, they couldn't figure out how to release him without having to acknowledge the mistake. So eventually, they dumped him in Albania and just pretended like his arrest and detention never happened. now, the American Civil Liberties Union is representing him in his decade-long attempt to get an official apology from the United States. I mean, I would say, yeah, dude, you are wasting your time. At the same time, I talk about this because I say to the people here in the United States, listeners in general, I mean, it's not nothing that you don't know, but we talk about injustice, and I think a lot of folks are like national injustice, like, you know, we got it bad here. And yes, as a black man, I know. I'm walking down the street or driving down the street, it's on. One day I can just get pulled over and not have done anything wrong and still get shot and killed because I was innocent but guilty of being black. Yeah, it's a hard life to live. It's tough. It's messed up. But I think it's also important that you recognize that this is not just a national, local phenomenon. This is something that happens all over the world. I mean, injustice everywhere. No matter how it is. I mean, because, you know, we get thrown that slant. Like, certain individuals, they're terrorists, whatnot, and they are bad people, and they're here to kill you in the name. But we're talking about a specific case where they knew they had the wrong guy. They knew they had the wrong guy for a long time, but didn't want to let him out because, shit, we have to admit that we made a mistake. Now, in the meantime, you're in the small cell with a little clothing, bedding, and a bucket for your waist. You're tortured. The guy said that there were medical exams against his will, which he said constituted sodomy. But, whew. And see, we talk about terrorists. In the meantime, you'll have the KKK who are out here trying to adopt a Georgia highway, and you'll have a court in Georgia who says, you know what, they can. And I mean, I ask the question, how is it an organization whose very existence is about killing, harassing people who've done nothing? Their history is about hate. And Georgia's highest court just ruled that the KKK can adopt a highway in a unanimous decision. You know, the Georgia Department of Transportation was like, no. But the courts was like, you know what? Yeah, you can. Don't listen to them. They tripping. Now, you think about that for a second. You're tripping. This is a terrorist group. They've been terrorists day one. And now, I mean, everybody was out there barbecuing yesterday, 4th of July. You know, I saw y'all. I'm not going to say it's everybody, but I saw y'all popping your fireworks out there, your red, white, blue gear on. Yeah, America, fuck yeah. Out there getting it, but it's no justice for you. You have a terrorist organization that can adopt a highway, and their very mission is to kill you. I mean, but hey, it's neither here nor there. I saw something that I couldn't help but speak on. There's an Israeli startup company, Faceception, that says it has technology that can spot character traits that are undetectable to the naked eye. It claims that its software classified 9 of the 11 Paris massacre jihadists as terrorists from their facial features without inputting any prior knowledge of their involvement. To which I say, and they say that it's been so successful that they're now working with a Homeland Security agency to help identify criminals. Now, I say, you know what? Can they tell by looking at a picture of these nuts whether or not I am a criminal or whether I'm saying, fuck you, Faceception, and fuck you, Department of Homeland Security? I mean, because they can just look at you, they're just characteristics. Well, I have a picture of my nuts. I will send the Faceception. Hey, look at these different classifiers of my nuts. Hairy nuts. I'm not even gonna shave them so they're smooth balls. I want you to see hairy balls. And you tell me whether or not I'm a criminal terrorist. I'm guessing they'd probably say, yeah, you know, those are the balls of the terrorists. To which I would say, once again, to Faceception and Homeland Security, fuck you and everything you stand for. And I mean, I'm sorry for the people that are out there celebrating the 4th of July when, shit, over the past few years, all we've seen is our people shot in the street, killed, not because they were criminals and did something wrong, but more because, hey, you was just black and unarmed, so we had to fuck with you, and it was on. I mean, just think about that for a second and how serious that is. Should you celebrate? I mean, Frederick Douglass said a long time ago, why should we celebrate the 4th of July? And I'm still waiting for somebody to give me a good reason to celebrate the 4th of July. I don't see it. But, you know, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to let the big homie, I'm just going to end the show with the big homie. It's the late, great Richard Pryor. He'll tell you why we shouldn't celebrate the 4th of July.
You don't know how black men were started. They started in slave ships. You know, caravans were really rolling. You know, dude said, what you laughing about? And yesterday I was a king. We're having a bicentennial 200 years. Going to bicentennial, nigga. They will laugh, some nigga 200 years old in blackface. With stars and stripes on his forehead. Eyes, lipstick, and shine. And he'll have that lovely white folks expression on his face. But he's happy. He's happy because he's been here 200 years. And I'm just so thrilled to be here. Over here in America. I'm so glad y'all took me out of die, homie. I used to live to be 150. Now I die of high blood pressure by the time I'm 52. And that thrilled me to death. I'm just so pleased America's on land. They brought me over here in a boat. There's 400 of us come over here. 360 of us died on the way over here. I love that. That just thrilled me so. I don't know if you white folks are just so good at us. Not only him, another 20 of us died from disease. but you didn't have no doctors to take care of us. I'm so sorry you didn't. Upset you all from doing this. Damn it, spill it all up. Yes, sir. Yes. Took my mom over that way. Took my wife that way. Took my kids over yonder. I'm just so happy. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do if I don't get 200 more years of this. Lord of mercy. That's lovely. I don't know where my old mama is now. She up yonder in that big white folks in the sky. Y'all probably just forgot about me.
But I ain't gonna damn forget it.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.